Later today, the U.S. soccer team plays an improbable game against the mighty Brazilians in the finals of the Confederations Cup. It's being held in South Africa, and it's kind of a tune-up for next year's World Cup there. But the tune that viewers will hear is the loud buzz of the vuvuzela, a plastic horn. NPR's Mike Pesca brings the noise.
The sounds of soccer are foreign to most U.S. ears. The great Brazilian's name is pronounced Kaká. The Spanish midfielder, who was somehow vanquished in the last round by the Americans, spells his name X-A-V-I, but you say it Xavi. Then there is this sound. When sold in America, they're called stadium horns. In South Africa, vuvuzela. They're all the buzz at the Confederations Cup, providing the score for every score, but also for every pass, pause, and substitution. Television networks throughout the world ask that soccer's governing body, FIFA, ban them. South Africans were appalled, claiming they were a legitimate expression of their culture. In order to let you decide, I will keep the sound running for the next few minutes of this report. Okay, I have been asked to stop. But when reporters asked Sepp Blatter if he could stop the vuvuzela, the FIFA president issued this spirited defense of the instrument.
I have always said when we come to Africa and to South Africa for a World Cup, there will be other noises than you have generally. And now you have the woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. You have all that. You have all that.
Blatter knew that it would be seen as neo-imperialist if he were to ban an instrument said to have derived from the kudu horn. To Grant Wall, who has been covering the Confederations Cup for Sports Illustrated, the vuvuzela is more a noisemaker than an instrument. They produce a noise he likens to
a million bees suddenly in your ear.
Wall says you never really get used to the vuvuzela, but you put up with it. Though not all the athletes were so understanding.
Xabi Alonso, the Spanish midfielder, had a different idea, though. He complained bitterly about the vuvuzelas and said it really affected the way he played, and he hoped they were gone for 2010.
Instead, it is Alonso who is gone from the current competition. The vuvuzelas seem to have won the day. But serious questions remain. I put those questions directly to a vuvuzela. First of all, thank you for joining me. Can I call you Vuvu? Okay. What do you say to critics who worry that this afternoon's game would be a great opportunity to get Americans interested in soccer, but if potential fans tune into the game, they'll be put off by the incessant background noise? Well, it is noise. How can you say it's music? Well, I stand corrected. For the Vuvuzela, this is Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News.